And this is Tate Servance with your 4 o'clock, your evening news. And we are getting started right now. A 40-year-old Fairgrove resident, Chad Morrison, was arraigned December 8th in Tuscola County 71B District Court following a domestic violence incident late December 7th in Guilford Township. Michigan State Police from the Caro Post responded around 11 p.m. to reports of a physical assault involving a firearm. Investigators say Morrison assaulted a female victim and threatened her with a gun. The victim escaped the home and called 911. When troopers arrived, Morrison was still inside. After phone negotiations, he surrendered without further incident. A consent search recovered multiple firearms and ammunition. Morrison resisted arrest while being handcuffed and was taken into custody. He faces 15 charges, including 3 counts of discharging a firearm in or at a building, 1 count of carrying a dangerous weapon with unlawful intent, felonious assault, interfering with electronic communications, 5 felony firearm counts, 3 counts of assaulting, resisting, or obstructing a police officer, and domestic violence. Morrison remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail, and his next court appearance is scheduled for December 22nd at 1 p.m. Anyone experiencing domestic violence can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-855-864-2374 for confidential help. GST Michigan Works is inviting area job seekers to a cocoa with a career coach drop-in event at Sandusky Service Center on Wednesday, December 17th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Attendees can enjoy a cup of hot cocoa while meeting one-on-one with a career coach to discuss job search plans, updating resumes, preparing for interviews, and learning about employment and training services available through the agency. The event is free and open to the public at the Sandusky office of GST Michigan Works, which regularly hosts workshops and coaching sessions to help residents strengthen their job readiness skills. Registration is required in advance, so please stop by or call in advance to secure your spot for this event, as it will fill up fast. The Sandusky Michigan Works Service Center is located at 575 West Sanilac Road, Sandusky, Michigan. It operates from Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The main contact number is 810-648-5800, and the TTY number is 711. Michigan House Republicans on Thursday unveiled their own Department of Government Efficiency, also known as DOGE, task force directly modeled after the federal initiative led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. The 13-member panel, chaired by Representative James DeSana, Republican out of Carleton, aims to identify waste, boost accountability, and shrink state government. Among its early ideas, cutting the number of principal state departments from 18 to 12. Unlike its federal counterpart, the Michigan DOGE can only issue recommendations that would require legislative approval. With Democrats currently controlling both the state Senate and the governor's office, major cuts would need bipartisan support or a Republican sweep in future elections. We believe the path back to prosperity for Michigan runs through a smaller, more efficient state government and returning money to taxpayers, DeSana said. The task force says it will hold public input sessions before presenting formal proposals. Members include Representatives Ann Bolin, Steve Kara, Jamie Green, Jay DeBoyer, Gina Johnson, Joseph Pavlov, Bill Shute, Bradley Slag, Rochelle Smith, Donnie Steele, Jason Wolford, and Jennifer Wartz. And we will be right back after a brief promotion with our national and international news.
Hey, Pete. You ready for the intro?
One, two, three.
Have you heard? WHST 94.1 FM and WLEW AM 1340 has a Friday night live call-in show from 7 p.m. till 11. You be the music director and request your favorite song, or just call in to dedicate a song and have it played for someone else. Be part of the show every Friday night at WHST FM and WLEW AM with the Country Call-In Show, 7 to 11 every Friday night.
And we are back with your national and international news. The State Department prepared talking points ahead of a planned visit by Iran's foreign minister to Russia and Belarus, as United States analysts evaluate how Tehran's outreach could affect existing sanctions, regional security dynamics, and efforts to contain Iraq's nuclear and missile programs. Iran introduced a new pricing tier for subsidized gasoline, effectively raising prices for many drivers for the first time since deadly protests in 2019. While authorities sought to reassure the public that the changes were necessary to curb smuggling and reduce budget pressure. And now I'm handing it over to Steve Adamson for our extended weather forecast, and I will be back with your station temps.